Slave, present yourself. Slave, I will not repeat myself again. Present yourself. There's a good little pup. Now, how is it that you managed to wait a whole 5 seconds before appearing before me? I thought I trained you better than that. Do I need to teach you another lesson? Very well. We'll call it a fluke for now. Give me one other reason, and it's back to the whipping post. Oh, the way your knees quiver at just the words. Pathetic little pet. What's that? It looks like you have a question for me, little pup. Well, go ahead. Maybe now, out of curiosity, you may speak your mind. Why did I ask you here? Because I felt like it. Because I can power over you at any time I want. Because you will do what I command, regardless of your willingness internally. And soon, you'll come to love it. Because I am your owner, and you are my property. So you'll simply have to get used to it, slave. Am I understood? Good. Now, slave, it's been a long day for me. You're going to go to the den and start the fire in the fireplace. Then you will kneel in front of it and be completely still. If I have found that you've moved or deviated from any of these instructions, I will correct that misbehavior. Now go. Love slapping your ass as you go. It's truly wonderful to feel the nice, warm air of a fire cross across my body on a cool fall day like this. It's moments like these that I begin to appreciate the things that have brought me here. Things that have changed for the better. It's a very positive, positive feeling. And you, in particular, bring that to my attention. Now, slave. I want you in front of me, towards the couch, hands and knees, face and chest down, all fours. There's a good boy. Oh, the wonderful relief that comes with using my fuck toy as a footstool. There's nothing quite like it. I'm being able to bring my feet up and rest after such a long day feels so wonderful. And these thoughts that I've been having, these memories of bringing me back to see how things have grown and how they've changed for the better. They have me thinking about things like when I bought you. You held on to such pathetic things like a name. Now, what was it again? What was that name that you tried so desperately to hold on to? Do you remember? Now there's a surprise. That's right. It was wrong, but it's what you called yourself. And now, what is your name? Very good. Slave. It truly is wonderful to hear that. But you know, I think right now you have things just a little bit too easy. I think it might be a bit more fun to introduce some toys into the mix. You remember these? Your shackles. Your bindings. The cold feeling of steel across your wrists and ankles, binding you so tight that you could never escape. How does that sound? Would you like me to apply them again? Whatever you desire, mistress. Now that, for once in your miserable life, is a good answer. Now, stand up. Straight, head up, posture stiff. Good boy. Now, hands behind your back. Good slave. The way you gasp in excitement and fear as the cold metal wraps around your wrists. That feeling of helplessness washing over you. It's perfect. Now, with my pretty little pet all dressed up with their chains, you are going to kneel down again. Same spot as before. There's a good pet. And as I sit down and lean back on this couch, you're going to pleasure me. How? I don't give a fuck. Just do it. He's a good boy. It helps to take my pants off first. Watching you struggle to get it down with your mouth is adorable. And pathetic. But there you go, you've got it now. Now, pleasure me. There we go. That's it. Oh, the way your mouth works around my cock feels so fucking good. That's it. Swirl it around with your tongue. Work it hard to sleep. Oh, good boy. I love the sound of you choking on my cock. Giving you a big old mouthful, like the pathetic slut that you are. No. Don't you dare fucking pull back. You don't get to breathe until I'm finished with you. I'm just gonna grab you by the hair and pull you right back anytime you try to pull. You're staying on my cock until I'm satisfied. Now use your tongue. Swallow it all. And choke like the good little fuck toy that you are. Oh, fuck. Oh, your wiggling is so pathetic. And adorable. Oh, fuck me. Oh, son of a bitch. That's it. That's it. Little more. Choke on it, fuck toy. Choke on it, you slutty, slutty slave. You pathetic piece of meat. Oh, my God. Oh. There. Now you can breathe. Ah! Don't open your fucking mouth. You swallow the gift that I had just given you. Good slave. Now what do you say? Good boy. And now, after all this time spent relaxing and just enjoying this, I can't help but think that you've gotten too comfortable and too complacent in your position. So, I think you're overdue for a walk, aren't you? Oh, there's no need for such a embarrassed expression. Your position in the tribe is a slave. Your existence is to please me. Your entire purpose and everything that you need to do now is for me and me alone. You shouldn't care about what others see of you because you shouldn't consider yourself a person. Now, get up and go retrieve the other bindings. But you're bound. You have a mouth. Use it, slut. Good slave. There we are. Now, stand tall, turn around, and be still. If you wiggle or move, I will punish you. Now, the wonderful, wonderful love that I feel as I undo the connection point of your wrist chains and hook them right around my neck, hoisting you up high and seeing your pathetic little form raise up ever so slightly, arms wrapped around my shoulders. Chest outward, reveal to the world in your naked form. And the legs, hooked around the back of my waist, leaving that wonderful little fuckhole of yours open and free to use for as long as I want, as often as I want, no matter what I'm doing. I'll be fucking you. Over and over and over again. Watching your eyes curl back up into your skull. It's maybe one of my favorite things. And of ever buying a slave. I will say you were a good investment. The amount of pleasure I've had in these past few days has been wonderful. You should be so thankful that I'm here to give it to you. And what do we say when I've done anything at all to consider you? That's right. Thank you, mistress. It's wonderful to hear those words, even out of a pathetic fuck slave's mouth. It's nice to be recognized for one's true purpose. Isn't that right, slave? Now, take a breath. And this is your only warning. As I now go in. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels good. But you know, something's missing. Something... That's it. You're making too much noise. And I can't be having my fuck doll with the ability to speak, now can I? That's right, slave. That means I'm going to go grab your gag. Be thankful I gave you one. It's a wonderful present, isn't it? That's right. And thankfully, it's a nice little penis gag, too. So it helps you get some practice in dealing with my cock later, so you don't choke on it as much and can instead spend more time pleasing me instead of thinking that you need to breathe. Open. Good slave. Ugh, the way you buck your hips and wiggle your head ever so slightly. Trying to get comfortable with that dick in your throat. It's wonderful. And every little time you wiggle and move, it just sends my cock deeper and deeper into your hole. Moving it around and pleasuring both you and me. I can't wait to see you just completely fucking coated in cum and mindless by the time we're done with our walk. That's usually how you are at the end of these. So, let's go ahead and take a nice little trip outside. I have a few... I think errands is the term that your people usually use. And I do think that... It would be good in order to just, well, get everyone used to the sight of you wrapped around my cock. The way you redden is so cute and pathetic. That cool air of fall breeze. Birds still chirping, but the leaves are beginning to change. Sun is still out, but the wind is in full swing. Clouds moving at a rapid pace, and I could see maybe rain on the horizon soon. And yet with all that, oh, fuck. I think the thing that makes me so happy is seeing your skin bump, your face redden. And your body wiggle and moan through that pathetic little gag of yours. It's perfect. Look at that. They're all staring at you. They're jealous. Not many can afford slaves. And even fewer could afford bindings like this. And on top of that, even have the strength to withhold a human like this. It's a unique privilege that you have. Going insane through me constantly fucking you over and over again. Ugh, fuck. Now... First thing on my agenda is an inspection. That's right. Even more eyes will be upon you. As I walk and inspect those who are monitoring the walls and keeping a close eye on things. Let's go give them a look, shall we? Ugh, fuck. Troops, line up for inspection. Good. Now, be still, be quiet, and this will be over soon. Make a fuss and you'll end up like one of my slaves here. Good. Walking across the line. I think the thing that interests me the most... You. What is your name? And how long have you been serving with the guard? Your uniform is faulty. Make this mistake again, and if I find that you've made this mistake again, I'll have you enslaved like the rest of the human filth. Have I made myself clear? Good. Now scatter. The duties of a chieftain are never done. I will say it was quite interesting to see all of the other guards redden at the sight of you being fucked by me. It's melodic to know that I have the confidence to strut around, partially nude, fucking a pathetic slave like yourself, out in public for all to see. And yet, the others are embarrassed, but nobody could speak up, as I could do whatever I want. And you, much like them, simply must endure. Ugh, fuck. You know what? It's been a long while since I focused on a good hard fucking of my toy. So, how would you like it if I simply stood still and fucked the living shit out of here? That's more like it. The fear in your eyes and the moaning through your gag. It's perfect. So why don't you take it? Little worm. Fuck. I'm gonna... fuck. Damn, that relief. It's always so good. But I'm nowhere near done. We've still got a few more errands to run. A few more things to do outside, and... who knows? You've been making quite a bit of noise, and I'd like to hear you scream instead of moan for a little bit. Maybe I'll hit you up to the post anyways and give you a good thrashing. And not even a response. I fucked you, silly. My pathetic little slave.